Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth Drama.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. Tonight, my fantabulous co-host, Mr. J, will not be in the building. He is undergoing a procedure. So he wants y'all to pray for him. He's undergoing a procedure to fix the last remnants of his near fatal vagina eating accident. So he's going under the knife tomorrow to get it all cleaned up, so he'll be good as new by the end of this summer. So y'all give a shout out to Mr. J, who won't be here, but he'll be here in spirit, and he of course still want y'all sending thong shots in and commando pics and all that other stuff, because he is really sincere about that. I don't think y'all understand how sincere he is. But in the meantime, you can give us a call, 347-826-7435. I say us, me. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. In between that, if you're a little scared to call, as I like to generously say, you can give me an email, question, comments, concerns at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. And if that is too much for you, which it shouldn't be, you can just jump into the chat room. I got the chat room open. You can come in with your questions or whatever. I'll talk to you. And Facebook, we have the show. We got the Smooth Drama Show page. And just look up Smooth Drama. Wherever you find Smooth Drama, you add me, I'll add you back. We can talk a taste on it, because it's LL Cool J once famously said a long time ago, I'm that type of guy. Probably not as smooth as he said it, though, and probably with a little less zeros behind it. But anyway, holla at your boy. I am ready. And speaking of hollering at your boy, it's something that I haven't done in a long time since me and Mr. J do it, but I like doing this, especially when I talk about crazy folk and the thing that they do that separate them. And maybe I won't say crazy. Maybe I'll go into eccentric, because I like throwing out big words just because I want to be the Reed Richards of a talk show host, comic book guy. Anyway. There's a Kickstarter that I thought was a little weird, where it's called Licky, and it's like a silicone brush that's shaped like a giant tongue that you can attach to your mouth or your tongue, and it allows you to bond with your cat by licking it. Jason Omar of PDX Pet Design says that there's evidence to suggest that cats view and treat their human, and I quote him, captors as large cats. And according to Mr. Omar, he says, as a human, you're left out of the intimate licking ritual. At best, you have a one-sided licking relationship with your cat. Now, for me, the thought of licking my cat, it just, I mean, if I had one, metaphorically speaking, it's a consideration, but being that I don't have one, I don't think that I'm down for that. But I can't see me holding my cat. And I had a cat once. Well, I've got cats now that I feed in my yard. We have that symbiotic relationship. I'm not their captor. They are in the yard by free will's proxy, and the fact that I put food out there, so they hang around, and I have them out there because it's that whole wheel of life. They keep the mice away, keep the mice out my house, and so I hook them up. They hook me up. We have a mutually beneficial relationship. I think that's, you know, they talk about being green and going green. I'm like, what about that circle of life thing, the food chain thing? I'm honoring that in a hierarchical kind of way that most folks wouldn't even understand. But I'm digressing and going too deep into something that I think is a little weird. Bonding with your cat, licking my cat with something attached to my face, I don't know how I feel about that. Well, I do know how I feel about that. I think you're kind of weird if that's your thing. So if this becomes something that sells and is big time, hell, I guess there are more weirdos out there than I can imagine. But the fact that you would have folks that would consider licking their pet, and I'm like, so where are you licking? With this nylon brush tonguey thing, because it's way out there. And if you're interested in it, being the nice guy that I am, I have posted the link to it in my Smooth Grandma chat room. So feel free to jump in there and check it out and see for yourself. I mean, because I thought it was weird. Somebody else may think, well, you know what, that's really cute to lick on your cat in places that make your cat feel good. And we're not metaphorically speaking. We're talking figuratively speaking. Anyway, that kind of made me kind of creepy feeling. I'm kind of itching now, so I probably should move on. Weird people. Records. You know those people who, like, get records? And it's one that is like their achievement in life. And I wonder, like, do we care? I mean, do you care? Like, there's a dude who was born, and in no way am I disparaging people from India, Indians, like Indians from India, but it seems like in the past few months, the Indian people are going for these records. Like this guy, he was born in 1942. Rishi is his name, and he owns a few records. Like he rode a scooter for 1,001 hours. He delivered a pizza from New Delhi to San Francisco. He drank a bottle of tomato ketchup in less than 4 minutes. He holds the record for riding the world's shortest wheel, and I quote, all to sun. And he's got the most tattoos on his body, 500 in all. And then he did the ultimate. He's the world record holder of 496 straws in his mouth. So, in order to get this record, he has all his teeth removed. Every last one of them. so that he could get the maximum amount of straws in his mouth. Now, I thought that was weird. I'm like, okay, that's different. And then I saw there was another guy, Krishna Kumar, who got the record for 79 hugs in less than a minute. And it made me think, like, are you getting rich? I guess the fame is like, in India, is a big deal. It's like you walk around like, yo, that's Krishna. He got the most hugs ever in a minute. I guess that's hot in some part of the galaxy. I don't know. But, yeah. And, I mean, removing all of your teeth so you can put straws in your mouth, I guess that's what's hot in the streets in New Delhi. I don't know if that flies with the real homies, but I guess it's so bad in India, you'll do anything to get recognized, because I know I'm not feeling that at all. And I just wondered, anybody else feel that? Like, you know, maybe I want to be a Guinness Book World Record holder. I mean, people aspire to that stuff still. I mean, is it important? I'm curious. I'd be interested to see if any of the listeners thought, you know what, I'm down for that. I'm down for the Guinness Book of World Records. Maybe I want to hold it one day. I don't know. I think it's never going to be in my wheelhouse. And if it's in yours, I'm not hating on you, but shit, you got some issues that probably need to be taken care of. Some real professional help. So I'm gonna leave that alone. But I did see something that you know, it used to be we would talk about black folks and say, you know, black folks, the black folks whoop your ass, and how white people don't beat their kids and how it's bad. And I thought that you couldn't get any crueler than the whole what black folks do. As far as whooping the kids, the belts, whatnot, go get your switch and make sure you get the right switch and take that long walk back to mama, grandma, whatever, so that she can beat your ass. And then your daddy come home and beat your ass. Well, you miss all that. In Japan, a 7-year-old boy is missing. He's been missing since Saturday, when his parents left him in the forest in northern Japan without food or water as punishment. He had been, I'll say his name, Yamato Tanuka, had been throwing stones at cars and people during the family trip near Nene in Hokkaido. If I said it wrong, I'm sorry, but I'm really not. Anyway, on the way home, his parents stopped the car and told him to get out. They said they drove about 500 yards before they came back, but when they returned, he was gone. Yeah, they said that this is a bear-infested forest, so he might have been dinner. But, I mean, I thought that black folks had that punishment thing down for your kids, like I'm whooping your ass anywhere. I mean, we've seen it. Well, we don't see it in public as much because now with that CPS thing, I guess they don't have CPS in Japan. Like, oh, you throwing rocks? All right, get your ass out. They just drove off. I mean, it's funny, but it's not funny because they haven't found him yet and probably not going to find him because probably got eaten. So, yeah. If you got any kids, that probably wouldn't be the punishment. The whole, like, in Yosemite, Yellowstone Park, whatnot, where they got bears, you probably don't want to leave your kid there because it's not working out. Well, it didn't work out for these parents and their kid. I think both sides are losers in this. But that's just me.
Whew.
And I think after that, I probably need a break because I'm all over the place. Anyway, this is the homie, Scotty Spitten, Pay As You Go Flow.
Pay As You Go Flow, space out, yo. Pay As You Go Flow, space out, yo. Pay As You Go Flow, space out, yo. A little something for y'all, I'm in a bad mood. Life changing experience, turn the sound to all crew. Now I spit so your soul can hurt too. Feel the pain like when your kids cry, boo-hoo. This is bitter rap, it's nasty to the taste. The nice guy was shot and I came back in scowl face. And it's all downhill from here for y'all. Plan to go all out, balls to the wall. Watch you trip, get up and still fall. We all in without testing the water, cannonball. So get every bit of the anger spit. Give them fit, drop dead Fred shit. You spit, right dead Fred shit. Too sexy for the mic, come on, stop it. Exhausted rappers need energy, drink the soggy. Came from Cali to bring heat, Axel Flowy. Found a piece of mine in Houston and cats told me that I could flow even my man who likes Ginobili. State of Missouri rap, y'all gotta show me. Lenoge, you know, came to take the child. That came with the mic, handle stout, make blows still out. Gwen Stefani, we leave no doubt. We gotta eat, meals walk without the bucks. That's why I gotta snatch your mic, right hand, give it up. Pay As You Go Flow. Space out, yo. Pay As You Go Flow. Space out, yo. If it's too fast, then exercise your cardio. Space out, yo. I take a deep breath and spit to no sounds left. Handle the mic with reckless abandon, auto grand theft. Or better yet, grand theft audio. If the flow's too fast, exercise your cardio. Won't stop, won't drop, won't quit. But kick lyrics to order online like Netflix. And shit, cold sick with no slip. Roll with cold cats like Phoenix and Heathcliff. Leave you all stiff, standing in cement, no dip. Tough tip, rhymes can't be caught with no mitt. Can't forget the beat stick, like the right size hat fit. Mixtape shine bright, we all lit. We rhyme sick, all we got them can handle the weight. And spot them, the weakness in our team. We all clutch from top to bottom. The mic halls, we shoot all the balls. To score at the buzzer to beat. Y'all draw, storm the court and take it all the way to state. The pops up mixtape, bring different styles to the plate. Cook it and watch y'all gobble it up. The rhymes are real savvy, crafty. King Midas touch, he classic style. While y'all gotta beat your beat, we spit in one room, nigga hotel, black embassy suite. Wake up call, start daily supplement intake. Hit or split your wigs, boost the barber cake. And got the best special moves. Clip y'all dudes with the heat like Juan Juju. Cash only for the lyrics show. My bros born spirits together to flow with one soul. No reverse that, so one dingbat. We kick styles back and forth, hacky sack raps. Pay As You Go Flow, space out, yo. Pay As You Go Flow, space out, yo. Pay As You Go Flow, space out, yo. The Nose, aka Scotty Spitting.
Together you guys, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Scotty Spitten, Pay As You Go Flow. Spaced out, yo, just in case. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, 347-826-7435 is that call-in number. Smooth Drama at smoothdrama.com is the email. Hit us up at Smooth Drama anywhere you want to talk. We'll talk back, I promise you. In the meantime, it's time for the drug of the week. I love talking about the drug of the week because all this stuff is legal, as opposed to all the illegal stuff that's supposedly killing folks out there. This legal stuff is just off the chain. Not first up, but right off the top, Briolipta. Briolipta, you may ask, what is that? Is a asthma medicine that's supposed to be a long-acting beta-2 adrenergic. Let me try that again. Beta-2 adrenergic agonist medicine, whatever that means. Anyway, supposed to help you with your asthma. Unfortunately, when they had the commercials, they had folks smiling. It's sunny out, no clouds, it's all good. And they're like, oh yes, Brio can help you with your asthma. Brio will make you feel good. Really, really good. Unfortunately, Briolipta has a few side effects. I think you know where I'm going with this because I go to the same place every week. One, Briolipta gives you that increase in mucus, or as they call it, sputum. I don't know what sputum is, but it doesn't sound good anyway. So, yeah, it's nothing like that. You get rid of the asthma, but you get that extra mucus. Also, it gives you a change in mucus color, because the green and yellow that it normally is, now it comes in all kinds of shapes and colors, apparently. Like Easter egg, you can get like the purple one. You can get some of that pink mucus. Anyway, I'm getting nasty. You get fevers, chills, increased cough, increased breathing problems, because that's kind of why you take asthma medication, to solve your breathing problem. But Brio is guaranteed to, well, not guaranteed, but it may increase your possibility of having breathing problems, thus making it a conundrum that you would actually take it, because, hey, it may cause what you were trying to get away from, as well as the weakened immune system and increased chance of getting infection, reduced adrenal function, adrenal insufficiency, which is a condition where the adrenal glands do not make enough steroid hormones. So, yeah. During this process, your body, which is under stress, can get the fever, trauma, infection, surgery may be needed, and it may cause death. Feeling tired, lack of energy, weakness, nausea, vomiting, low blood pressure, blah, 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 all that stuff. So, Brio, if you want to get rid of your asthma, you'll get rid of the asthma, but you'll acquire all these other side effects, which probably don't help the cause none. Yeah. And because I'm a nice guy and I look out for the public, I also have my eye on studies. You know, I like to talk about the stupid studies, but I like to talk about the studies that are done by our government. This one being a 2-year, $25 million study conducted by the National Toxicology Program, which they talk about cell phones. And, you know, we can't go wrong with a cell phone study, right? Especially a 2-year, $25 million cell phone study by the National Toxicology Program, which found that the age-old debate on whether or not your cell phone gives you cancer, they're like, nah, it's not as bad as they would have you believe. So what the government says, yeah, there was an increase in brain tumors among male rats that were constantly exposed to the same radiation that's emitted from mobile phones. But they said don't even worry about going into panic mode, because that's not really the case. See, because they said that it's a small percentage of male rats, like 2-3%, that were chronically exposed, and they ended up with rare cancerous tumor formations in their hearts and brains. And so for them, chronically exposed meant 9 hours a day, 7 days a week for 2 years. They said fewer lesions were found in female rats. So I guess what we can take from that is, if you're a male and you got that phone attached to your ear and you're talking, more than likely you're going to get some lesions on your heart and on your brain and a little cancer. But you females, you are guaranteed to have lesser amounts. If we're following this logic by rat. Now, I take the rat thing seriously, though, because, as we know, rats can survive damn near anything. Rats and cockroaches, nuclear fallout, they're good. They're all good. So that's one of the reasons why I don't do sugar-free gum, actually, because it's like, if you have a sugar-free gum, that stuff has been known to give cancer to rats also. I'm like, if it's good enough to take out rats, I probably don't want to eat it. But that's just me. Anyway, I'm digressing. So the government has said that, you know, they've said that don't worry about all that, although they can't, and I quote, they can't say yet that those results will be the same among humans. The fact that radio frequency radiation has been linked to tumor growth at all turns what we call the U.S. government's beliefs about cell phones wrong. The Food and Drug Administration website has reassured people that there was no evidence linking cell phone use with the risk of brain tumors. Now, and I have to quote again, the government officials have said that cell phone radiation cannot have a biological impact except through the heating of tissue. Now, we know that we know 90% of Americans use cell phones regularly, right? And it's probably a little bit higher than that. Now, do you believe the government? Because, you know, the government, when they do studies, they look out for the health of the people. They look out for your best interest, because that's what the government does, right? I mean, we know that, right? Government always takes care of the people. Not that the syphilis trials or passing on smallpox to Native Americans, things of that, none of that stuff matters. I mean, Agent Orange and what was that, the Vietnam War? But I'm digressing again. The point is, you have two choices here. You can trust the government, or you can say whatever they say, it's the exact opposite. Now, I vote for that one. I've always voted for that one. If the government says, yeah, that's what you need to be believing in, I'm like, nah, I'm good.
our past. Because as we've known throughout history, if the government says it, that shit's a lie. But that's just me. I am just a purveyor of information. So, the government spent $25 million on this study. When they probably could have used that $25 million to help out some people. But it was spent on a study on cell phones to say that it may or may not be giving you cancer. That's called bang for your buck right there. That is bang for your buck. And speaking of bang for your buck, there's a restaurant in Beijing that it's an S&M restaurant. The owner is like, you know what? Food and sex are basic desires of humans. I wouldn't call food a desire, but I'm nitpicking. The owner, Lulu, said the business has been real good since opening up a year ago. People come in to eat seafood and gaze at mannequins wearing bondage gear. The father was like, yeah, I don't know about that. They even have dishes that start off with the word horny and sensuous world. They have drinks that are served in breast-shaped cups and beers that open with bottle openers shaped like wooden penises. And the owners are encouraging customers to mix food with the sex. So you can go in on and eat there and drink out of a penis cup. I'm saying to myself, like, I don't know. And I mean, it sounds funny. I mean, it's probably a cool place to visit. Hopefully the food is good, but I don't know about that drinking out of the penis cup. I mean, I don't know about drinking out of the breast cup, because that whole, you know, there's a whole society of people who are into drinking the breast milk of humans, which I'm not against when you're an infant, but grown folks drinking the milk of another grown person, that's just, there's just something fundamentally wrong there. I'm sorry. I guess. You know, I don't drink milk. I'm lactose, and I guess human milk would be better. But me just walking up to a lactating woman, like, you know what? I got some Oreo cookies. Can I get some milk? It don't come off right. So anyway, you go here, and my thing, the visual would be like, if you, like, bought some of these cups as souvenirs, I just thought, like, if you got, like, kids, grandkids, whatnot, and you got that special cup that mommy or grandma has up on the counter that the kids can't drink, like, can I drink out of that cup? Nope. I don't think you want to drink out this one. But it just seems funny anyway. So, yeah. Beijing with the S&M restaurant. I wonder, do you get, like, whipped when you take a bite? I don't know. I'm guessing because it's bondage. You can get beat. You can get whipped, tied up, handcuffed, and sprayed with some tofu sauce. I don't know. Somebody ever goes, take pictures and let me know. I'd be curious to see and hear what it's about. I don't know if I'm necessarily going to ever go, but that's just me. I'll say first, congratulations to the Golden State Warriors for defeating the Oklahoma City Thunder and advancing to their second finals appearance. Well, this is actually their third finals appearance, where they're going to face the Cleveland Cavaliers tomorrow. In the backdrop of that, there are young men who are getting ready for the NBA draft, which is next month. One of them is a California Bear. He was a freshman and he decided to come out, Jaylen Brown. The difference about Jaylen Brown out of California is one of the agents, and this caught my eye, when one of the agents said he was actually too smart and I had to stop and like, hold on, what? And he said, yeah, he's too smart. Now I'll quote one of the sources who said he has an NBA body already, and everyone loves that. He has an aggressive going to the basket game. He's not a very good shooter, and he has to work on that. But he has the size and the athletic ability to be very good. And so one of the NBA assistant general managers also goes on to say that Brown's high level of intelligence and inquisitive nature could intimidate some general managers and coaches. He added that he is a good kid who doesn't fit the mold of a so-called basketball player. Now, mind you, this is a kid who took graduate school classes at Cal in his freshman year. And they say because he's so smart, it might be intimidating to some teams. But they say because instead of just doing something for just doing it, he'll ask why. And while they won't say, I don't think it's bad, but it's a form of questioning authority. And they say old school coaches don't want guys that question stuff. So, one could say this might be a racist argument. Like, hold on. Because the NBA is majority black, you could say that they're hinting at the average ball player is dumb as a bag of rocks. Maybe. We'll take the racism out of it for a second. And we'll say, okay, we're not talking about the racism. We're talking about the fact that he doesn't fit the typical ball player because he's intelligent. He's questioning authority because he actually has a brain and would wonder, okay, why would we do this? What is the process? You would think that an intelligent ball player, especially in light of what we've seen over the past, 20 years with San Antonio, with the basketball IQ on full display during the past 20 years, and Golden State here in the last 3 years, just high basketball IQ, working the angles, playing the smart man's game, and running everybody out the building. You would think a Jaylen Brown who would embody that intelligent ball player scenario would be golden. Like, you'd be like, oh my God, we got to have this kid. Graduate school classes, intelligent, 4.0. I mean, just intelligent, but they're like, they're intimidated because he could intimidate general managers because, oh, what, he'd be smarter than them? It's funny how it goes. Like I said, I'm not going to say it's racist. I'll let you, listener, determine how did it sound to you. Intimidating because he is so smart. So, NBA draft, I will be watching. I'll be curious to see if he falls because he's a lottery pick. But will teams be like, well, I don't know if we can pick him up because he's too smart? Be interesting to see how that argument goes with teams and how they think of a young man because, well, he has the nerve to have an opinion and a smart thought. Not only that, I forgot to mention that this is a brother that doesn't have an agent. Because the salaries are slotted, he's saving himself an extra cool $100,000 to $200,000 every year by not having an agent. Smart guy. He's got a couple of advisors. Smart guy. Way too intimidating, though, because he's smart. I wonder, is it going to affect him negatively? Because he's got the nerve to want to be able to take care of himself and be the master of his own destiny. Crazy thought, huh? On that note, I think I'm going to take a break. This is Scarface, A Minute to Pray.
What goes on in the streets of my hood when you die? Go from crime, they can rob while others choose to wonder why. His life was took at such an early age. A young nigga who lived in a rage died by the gauge. He used to hustle on the street corners. His mom would always beg him to quit, but he didn't want to. As he got older, he got even worse. Still a real nigga showed him the purpose of a hearse. A cold night in his hood, he had a tangle. The brother he was squabbling with had broke his ankle. Laid him out in the driveway. Some people knew we wouldn't survive, but hey, I ain't the one to speak up on another. All I can do is try to open his eyes and help the brother. He chose the wrong way, and that's the body took. Born and brought up as an angel, but he died as a crook. He had a baby that he couldn't raise, and she will never see her father again, cause he's in his grave. Hey, yo, well, think about it, Nilla.
But daddy was a dope man, so I'm gonna be a dope man.
How will the family explain it? My daughter had a baby for a gay head. He ain't around to see her walk. Dry her eyes when she cries, pick her up when she falls. Just the thought of a kid living five fucks me up when this girl has to raise a bastard child. It gets deeper, we used to punch her with beater. She was loyal to his ass, but accused as a cheater. She had a good day, but she picked the wrong car, had a kid. Now she's realizing life is hard. A big time dope deal is all she wanted. Who drove a Jaguar with Ben so she could flaunt it? The situation's got me guessing. But the answer remains to be a question. He lived his life in a lot. I guess you only get a minute to pray and a second to die. It was crazy how it happened. Some niggas rode by in the Riviera cabin. All I could see was a building spin round, and the boy was just screaming as he fell to the ground. A woman yelled, "Get an ambulance." But I knew he was dead, he didn't stand a chance. You should have seen him, he was scared. A bullet went to his chest, it went to his head. He just lay there silent. And all I heard was a siren. Paramedics pulled up, followed by a lawman, and in came a fire truck. Put his ass on the stretcher. But if he survives, I'm willing to bet him. He'll be out for revenge. They patched him up within the week, he was back in it again. Went to his brother on the north side. Grab your shit, it's a hit. We're gonna take a long ride. Packed it up in the trunk. AK-47, M11, and a pump. Wrote my word in on Scott Street. School was letting out.
Yo, you ain't gonna shoot yet? What?
Open the trunk and grab the shotgun. He shot him. Put his boobie on the front seat.
continued his mission as he headed down the street. The kids were just staring at each other. They used to go find smoke back in the front. Reached in his coat and grabbed a port. Full speed down, we shot his mom on the porch. On his way down, Cullen. His brother was his case in the shock. Why you shoot? Why you shoot his mom? Say shit. Man, fuck that. Went to the store to use a payphone. Called up Mac, hey yo, JP. Hung it up and broke down Jacker. Heading for the nigga, he was after. By the time he arrived at the scene, Malcolm was ready for anything. He tried to sneak around the back way. Never thought of being taken out on that day. Black boy, black coat. Stood around the corner as he passed with his throat. He didn't fall, so he fired. Run to the middle of his skull, he's expired. A whole army came out. 27 niggas all strapped out of one house. That's how it happens in the acres. One nigga died in the park in the paper. Shit, you see, but why? I guess you only get a minute to pray. Second to die.
Together you got to move, drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Scarface, A Minute to Pray. You got a second to die. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Email smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, we send a shout-out to my co-host, Mr. J, who is having corrective surgery to repair himself, get himself better because of his vagina-eating accident. So all shout-out and prayers go out to my co-host, Mr. J, so he can be back and able to eat vagina again in relative health and good comfort. Anyway. I'm going to hell. Hawaii. There are certain things that you do and you don't do. Hawaii is eyeing genetically modifying mosquitoes to save birds from extinction. They're trying to keep the transmission of Zika and other mosquito-borne diseases at bay by releasing millions of genetically modified mosquitoes near Key West in Florida. But apparently, for years now, scientists and government officials in Hawaii have been looking at that technology for a different purpose, saving the lives of endangered birds from extinction. I guess they're saying that they have a bunch of amazing birds found nowhere else in the world. And they're saying that mosquito-borne diseases, specifically avian malaria, are among the biggest threats facing Hawaii's isolated bird species. And Dr. Crampton, Lisa Crampton, is quoted as saying, "We'd be remiss to at least not consider all possible conservation measures, including genetic engineering." Now, it's always funny to me when they talk about introducing something into an environment that is not equipped to handle it. You know, that whole man, Dr. Frankenstein, I'm going to create this to do this because I know a little bit better than God. Now, I'm not here to preach theology or anything like that, but there are certain things that are in certain places for certain reasons. And, you know, Hawaii supposedly had no mosquitoes until 1826 when somebody showed up to the island. Species like feral cats and mosquitoes have been killing the birds. Now, you could say that this is a man-made issue. So, instead of acknowledging the mistake, you want to compound the mistake by introducing something else. They didn't have cats there, but you brought cats there. Didn't have mosquitoes there, but apparently somebody funky ass showed up to Hawaii with mosquitoes in tow. Now, I don't know how you bring mosquitoes with you, but apparently somebody did, brought them to Hawaii where they didn't have them before. I don't need to say nothing, because most people kind of got a clue. And if you don't, well, hell, you're never going to have a clue. But anyway, you're talking about a place that didn't have mosquitoes. Now they do. So to solve the problem, they want to genetically modify mosquitoes so that they will be sterile and have these mosquitoes kill, mate with other mosquitoes, and these mosquitoes are to produce offspring that quickly die off, thus significantly reducing an area's mosquito population. But you know, for some strange reason, I'm going to take a gander that is not going to work like that. I'm going to take a guess that when they introduced this mosquito, this really, really quick dying mosquito, some difference is going to happen. It'll mate with another one and become super mosquito, and they won't die. They'll live forever like fame. They're going to learn how to fly high. It just always happened like that. People don't remember when they had a bunch of rats in Guam. I always bring this one up. And then they introduced the tree snake to kill the rats. But instead, the tree snake killed all the birds, so there are no birds in Guam. Thus, you kill the birds in Guam. The birds used to eat these beetles that eat trees, will eat the inside of trees. So the trees are dying. It's just a whole ecological thing. Like I started off the show talking about that chain of life, the circle, the food chain. When you do this, that happens, which creates this. And create that chain reaction that just don't stop. So if you're in Hawaii, and when we say Hawaiian officials, we're not talking about the native people who were living there mosquito and cat free and disease free. We're talking about those other people, the Camptons, Dr. Camptons and people like that who came there apparently with mosquitoes under their arms and their drawers, wherever the hell they was hiding them, and brought them little nasty creatures to the islands. Yeah, if I'm a native Hawaiian, I would be protesting like, hell no. Whatever the hell y'all talking about doing is probably not a good idea. Just a thought. Just a thought. And while I'm on that thought, what's a good idea, what's not a good idea? Oh, there's another Roots out. Because you just couldn't get enough of the old Roots. They're remaking it. Why? Because you all was clamoring for it. Because I remember I was out in the streets. You know, I'm amongst the people. And they was like, man, they need to remake Roots. I mean, everywhere I went. Because I know everywhere you went, right? You heard somebody saying, hey, dog, they need to remake Roots. Now, for some of you, and you know I'm joking, I'm speaking facetiously. Some of you understand, I mean, I grew up in the South. So when they talk about Roots, I have one memory of Roots, race riots. I was in New Orleans, and when Roots came out, it was black on white crime. Like, yo, I see you. And it's a fight. It's on and popping. And I had a white friend. I told her, hey, man, this might be the week you don't want to come to school. But he came to school, and he got into a fight that didn't help him out none. And unfortunately, the next day, it was like Star Wars. Like, you had Star Wars, and then you have The Empire Strikes Back. It was white people came back, and they had bats and pitchforks. And I remember running for my life to jump onto the school bus. Never have I been so happy to be on the school bus. And then day three, we had an assembly. Hey, you know what? Kumbaya. We should all love each other. We shall overcome all that. Because it was sincere. So when I hear Roots, I think of race riots. Now, will it happen this generation? I don't know. But one, I saw Roots, and anybody, I mean, they're saying it's even more graphic. I'm like, why are we watching slave shit? I'm tired. I mean, I watch Underground. I watch 12 Years a Slave. I mean, show me a Maroon Society, not Maroon 5. I know that. It's a good group. They got a few songs you might like. But I'm talking about Maroon Society that were slaves that revolted. When they start making them stories, then I'm in. I'm not picking up no more slave shows. And the root stars, they're all like, yeah, we need more slave stories. No, we need more revolution stories to show that we actually fought back and it was all good. I mean, it makes sense to me. I recall Dave Chappelle tried the slave master getting killed, them going back in time and killing the slave master. And they wouldn't air that episode. But you can get 12 Years a Slave on TV made. You can get Underground. You can get Roots remade. But you can't have Slave Master getting killed. Although in Underground, Slave Master did get killed. But it's just a thought. Why we can't get Revolution on TV. Don't know. On that note, I want to thank everybody for listening. I'm Mr. F the N-Word. Shout out to Mr. J. Get better. See you next week. And all my listeners, it's another Smooth Drama production. Going hard in the paint. And I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.